At the Water, for Avan Jordan from Detroit's Riverwalk. 50 feet in front of their mother, they lurch towards the dog sitting at your feet, an eruption of yeses, hands and arms like new branches twisting skyward. Their mother calls, "Don't touch that dog." And because they are good kids, smart, they heed and halt 3 feet from me as she makes her slow way towards us. All morning I've watched some version of this birthing, what parents give and cost their children. But history is nothing more than a chronic transfer of limitations, a way of understanding who we might have been. And who we are is bodies born of shackles, water. What these children do in the moment of desire, when the world offers beauty, is an anchor, a shackle, forcing them to yield and gawk at the dark tongue of no, at the foot of a tenacious history, circling the edges, snapping its warnings, making their mother leery of even a dying toothless poodle. And so, it's always the white children who claim the dog's body, their branchy limbs and excited eyes free of history's shadow. And Oliver is all possibility, patient and giving. Here, in the soft fur, in the yes, is where so much, perhaps everything, is lost. But then, there are two brown children still standing 3 feet shy of me, bodies tremorous, humming. Their mother, her eyes the world's closed doors, moves past like a storm warning, snips, "No, I said, come on." The girl is older. Already her hands have rubbed history's back. Her body turns towards the storm, but the boy's eyes move slowly. Take in every bit of the dog's beautiful mountain, as if, because he understands something about his mother and sister and self, he must savor, as if he will relent to the fact of his David and their Goliath, but he will not bow. His sister grabs his hand. Their mother is getting too far away. Maybe she is 7, he 4. Static for her pull and his tug, but outside of history's reach, he rallies, moves closer. His name is Oliver, I say. The boy considers me, then looks down the river walk, says quietly to his mother's dark, moving back, "I want to say hi to Oliver." And I am broken with imaginings. The many corner stops, ways of knowing, cops, the time this black boy will be forced to call out his innocence and tension to the world. And, oh, Lord, do I want him to be making himself before me, place marking this moment, deciding against the murky back of history, the keen-tongued mother, the soft-pull sister, who he will become. It can be done, I think, but I say, Oliver knows you do, baby, and on another day you two will be great friends. He considers me again, nods, and leaves me with those wide black orbs, the young, quiet hands. How he grew small and small, sprinting towards the dark back of history, calling, "Here I come, here I come."